Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, chavarim, shalom, shalom. Yes, I, erev tov, good evening. Right here, the Monday podcast. Yes, I, let's start out.
Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, 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 forever, guide,
never let me down, no way.
Most gods, thanks. And the king shall decree, bless thy soul, righteousness shall be.
Ooh, yeah. Show us thy love. Oh, have mercy upon thy soul. Never let me down, no way. Have it today, like nothing.
DJ Khaled!
Hey. I wanted to thank you for the time and the love what you share. All the help and the effort just to get me there. And everyone turned the back, you showed me how much you care. You believe in me, never forget it, I swear. I'll always be strong, my character define me. I will never be rifle and throw stones behind me. Temptation and ego can get you so wrong. A lot of people easily forget where they're coming from.
I'm so grateful for all you have done. With the riches of life forever, oh, happy last time as the burning sun. It's a blooming blessing. Hey, let it flow. It's a pleasure.
Hours upon hours searching for a better way out. And the evil and ignorant people setting the chopper still just gotta look out. Jah is my guide, no one here for reason. Hey, put my trust in the Most High and my prayers are so consistent. I would have thought it would be like this today. Nothing but prayers, lift up your red lion in the jungle. I tell ya, here I'm in blessed.
Welcome to Grateful, welcome to Grateful, welcome to Grateful.
Strength is strength, strength
to realize and appreciate all your blessings. Embrace your blessings from the heart. To express gratitude by doing righteous deeds. Assad, my son, I love you. Thank you, God. I also want to thank all my enemies for turning their backs on me. Thank you. I'm so
grateful for all you have done. So bless your soul with the riches of life forever.
Hours upon hours searching for a better way
DJ
out.
DJ Khaled,
I'm so grateful for all you have done. So bless your soul with the riches of life forever. Happy as the burning sun. It's a blooming blessing. Hey, let it flow. It's a pleasure.
Hours upon hours searching for a better way out.
Spirit of love.
Exodus chapter 15.
Perek Tet Vav.
Then sang Moshe and the children of Israel.
Az yashir Moshe uvnei Israel.
This song to Yahweh. They uttered utterance.
Et hashira hazot ladonai vayomru lemor.
I shall sing to Yahweh, for he has triumphed. Yes, triumphed.
Ashir al Adonai ki ga'o ga'a.
The horse and its charioteer he flung into the sea.
Sus verochevo rama banyam.
By fierce might and strength is Yah.
Ozi vezimrat Yah.
He has become deliverance for me.
Vayihili lishua.
This is my God. I honor him.
Ze eli ve'amvehu.
The God of my father. I exalt him.
Elohe avi va'aromemenhu.
Yahweh is a man of war.
Adonai ish milchama.
Yahweh is his name.
Adonai shemu.
Pharaoh's chariots and his army he hurled into the sea.
Markevot paro vechelo yara vayam.
His choicest teams of three sank in the sea of reeds.
Umifhar shalishav tubbe'u veyamsuf.
Oceans covered them.
Tehomot yechasiyunu.
They went down in the depths like a stone.
Yaredu vimtsolot kemo aven.
Was a sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear. Indeed, so terrifying was a sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. Behold, look in sight. You have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living King of Kings, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels, to festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children?
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remember the piety of the patriarchs and who in love bring the Redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead, you are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offering and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hands, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficence. You are the beneficent one, for your mercy is never seen, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally, for you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolence, God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness, and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness, and mercy upon us, and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord, our God, Torah of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life, and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah, and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind. Let the angel of the Lord thrust them away, that your beloved ones may be delivered. Help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name. Do it for the sake of your right hand. Do it for the sake of your Torah. Do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beth Hamkidosh be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah.
In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah.
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
Inflatia.
The home places is do what
the God and the terrible among men, he did not like the name. Yes, a new name, Jagat, and the terrible among men, he did not like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. When I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like
me. I and I are the black Jews.
Hello, Yanu. Hello, Ishan. Hello, Ishan. Showman Israel.
Hello, Yanu.
Hello, Ishan. Hello, Ishan.
Shamel Shamel Israel.
Hilenu Yanu
Elohi Shan, Elohi Shan Shomel Israel.
Hilenu Yanu
Elohi Shan, Elohi Shan Shamel Shamel Israel.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Stay tuned for today's lesson on the true good news of His Imperial Majesty's Christ, the Messiah, Yahushua, as proclaimed and taught by our brother, Wendon Yadon, a.k.a. Ras Ayadonis Tafari, of the Lion of Judah Society.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
So here is Sinai, Sinai. What is the metaphysical implications of Sinai, right? Called Sinai or Sinai, Sinai. Sinai in the Hebrew, it has a basic definition, right, of cliff. A deep ravine is Sinai. Precipitous, precipitous is Sinai. Sharp is Sinai, or Sinai. Jagged is Sinai. Cleft with ravines. Habarim, you know what a ravine is? A ravine like that, like deep gorges. Right? That's Sinai or Sinai. So we have cliff, deep ravine, precipitous, sharp, jagged, cleft. That means like split. Cleft with ravines or deep, like gorges, deep places, right? So this is Sinai. Sinai, Sinai, Hebraically, the basic definition. Now, the literal or the natural aspects of Sinai or Sinai, the A, is a wilderness, Midbar, into which the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, came the third month after they left Mitzrayim, after they left Egypt, a.k.a., you know, pseudonymously ones will say Kemet. Now, the B is a mount. Sinai, Sinai is a mount. Or, here's the key, or a chain of mountains. So we have Sinai or Sinai as a mount, say a mount, a mountain, or actually a chain of mountains on which Moshe, Moses, received HaTorah. He received Jah's directions, instructions, the teaching, according to Exodus chapter 19, verses 1 to 25. Now, here's a key. Take note. So first from the low degrees to the high degrees. So first dealing with the earthly type, right? Then we're going to deal with the metaphysics, the heavenly type. Or first with the outer type, and then the inner type, according to the two truths, the Hebrew two truths. So the natural type, Sinai, wilderness, a mount or a chain of mountains. So we have Sinai in the English way of saying Sinai or Sinai, Sinai. Sinai, yes, I. The northern part of this chain of mountains, collectively known as Sinai, was called Horeb, right? Or in the basic translation, Horeb. And the southern part is known as Sinai. So now when we're reading the scripture, we're going through second book of Moshe, Hebrew book known as Exodus, or even the third book, you know, Leviticus, or fourth Numbers, or Bamidbar, right? Midbar and Devarim, the fifth book, Deuteronomy, and we come across Sinai or Sinai. Let's take note that the northern part of this mountain and mountainous chain is called Horeb. What is the meaning of Horeb? Both in its the natural type,
right? And then we have the spiritual, the supernatural type, the earthly type, the heavenly type, the outer type, the inner type, chorev. Now, chorev has to do with solitude, just to put that there. Chorev has to do with solitude. We'll pick up on that after we first get a good foundation, firm, flat-footed stance right here. So we have the northern part is chorev, and the southern part is Sinai. Now, metaphysically, the metaphysical implications of Sinai, of Sinai, the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, literally the sons of Yisrael, often translated as the children of Yisrael, but it can be as easily translated as the Israelites, they went from Rephidim to Sinai. This is the key. They went from a place called Rephidim to Sinai or Horeb. Horeb. Remember, the northern part is Horeb. The southern part is Sinai. The Mount where Ha Elohim. Very important in these areas of scripture, the emphasis on the Ha Elohim, the Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity, where Ha Elohim revealed himself to Moshe, to Mashu, to Moshe in the burning bush. When the first impulse was given Moshe to lead Amo, his people, his Vu, Mitzrayim, Kagibit, from Gibbet, from Mitzrayim, Mitzrayimah, from Kemet, so-called, from Egypt, Mitzrayim, and where Elohim, Ha Elohim, later met and talked to Moshe and gave him what's known and called the Ten Commandments or the Ten Words. Right? We have the Ten Words, Esaret Devarim, the word, the Ten Words. Now, this mount, the mount known as Sinai, the mount known as Sinai, as Sinai, what does it symbolize in I&I? It's a high place in consciousness where we come into conscious communion, common union. That's a tawahido, mawahad, that oneness, coming into communion. Communion, where we commune with the divine, with the Ivine, with the divine. And with the divine, the Ivine mind. Now, the wilderness, the Midbar, or the desert, as it's often also translated as, of Sinai, it signifies the state of consciousness in which we, I and I, the indivisible dual, find the exalted place in mind, the exalted place and grace in mind that the mountains called Sinai and Horeb represent. It may seem rugged, jagged, precipitous, sharp, having clefts and the cleft of the rock, like in the Song of Songs, the cleft of the rock, deep ravine. It may seem so, rugged, jagged, thorny to the sense man, to the man of the sense. Right? Now, see, it's important to understand this according to the teaching of His Majesty, right? The sense man, right? The sensual man, right? The man of sense. Now, see, someone would say, well, what are you saying here? We're saying the sense man. The sense man is like the natural man, the sense man. So it may seem rugged, right? Because you have to watch out. See, the sense man, the wilderness, the satana of the senses, right? The senses. I remember what HaMoshiach, he spoke about the virgin, the parables, right? The parables that Yeshua, that Jesus spoke concerning the five wise and the five foolish, our senses, right? We have our natural senses, right? And then we have our supernatural, our spiritual senses, right? The way it speaks about, you know, the eyes, right? The front left between our eyes, right? Even what some would call the third eye of the Ha Elohim, right? Selassie eye, the eye, the chapel. So it may seem rugged and thorny to the sense man, but Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, is there. Jah will be waiting there. Now there's some words that Hebraically are etymologically connected with Sinai. We have Sinim, we have the Sinite, right? Sinim and Shanim. Some of us, you know, go through the studies and see a connection to ancient China, Sino, Sino. Even today, the Chinawi and the Chinese peoples, they refer to themselves as Sino, Sino, Sino. So there's a very ancient connection right here. But zooming in right here, just keeping with the Sinai or the Sinai, the Sinai revelation, we need to refer to Horeb. What is Horeb, right, or Horeb? Since Horeb is the what? Is the northern part, and Sinai or Sinai is the southern part, right? So sometimes when we're reading and saying the scripture, we might find that Horeb is mentioned. And then it says, well, you know, then he went to Sinai. Now, when we get a good view or overstanding, we recognize that the northern part is Horeb or Horeb, and the southern part is Sinai or Sinai. It's a mountain and a chain of mountains. So here for the Horeb connection, Horeb, 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 or simply Horeb, Hebraically means dryness. Dryness, drought, heat, waste, desolation, desert, barren, solitude. Now, see, we mentioned about the solitude connection, but it's important to just bring the fullness Hebraically right here of this one word has embedded in it the sense of dryness, drought, heat, waste, desolation, desert, barren, and solitude. Horeb, a mountain or range of mountains that is mentioned many times in the scriptures, and especially the Hebrew scripture, and in HaTorah. It is called, quote, the mountain of HaElohim, of the true good, the true God, the mountain of Elohim, and is identical with Sinai, with Sinai. Now, we know this because the northern part is called Horeb, and the southern part, Sinai. So we have Exodus chapter 3, verse 1, Exodus 17 and 6, Deuteronomy 4 and 15, Deuteronomy 5 and 2, 1 Kings 19 and 8. Now, what's the metaphysics, right? What's the inner? So we just touch on the outer, right? The natural. We said the natural part, right? The natural things. Like when HaMashiach says, if I show you natural things, if you can understand the natural, how you can you receive the spiritual things. So first things are the earthly type. So now going into the innermost, the inner sense in the mystery school of HaMashiach, right? We have the metaphysics. A state of high spiritual realization. Horeb, Horeb, right? Horeb represents a state of high spiritual realization that we, I and I, and the indivisible dual, the individual, may attain by affirming. By doing what? By affirming, making firm, affirming the power and the presence, the power and the perception of the one inner divine, divine sustenance and nourishment. Once again, Horeb, Horeb, Horeb is a state, and a state is a kind of a standing, state, status, you know, stasis, stasis, all right? So a state of high spiritual realization that we, I and I, the indivisible dual, the individual may attain by affirming, may attain, right, may receive, may grasp, may reach, may attain by affirming the power and the presence, the power and the perception of the one inner divine, divine sustenance and nourishment. It is a high place in consciousness where we, I and I, the individual, the indivisible dual, come into conscious union, that oneness. That oneness, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay, that oneness with the divine, with the divine. Now, there's a relationship right here. Remember, he left Rephidim, Rephidim, and went straight forward to Sinai, and the connection with Horeb, Horeb is there. So Rephidim is also an important connection here as we are seeking to get a basic foundation on Sinai and the revelation at Sinai. So we also have Exodus chapter 17, very important chapter in this connection, the bill. So the connection of Horeb with solitude, Horeb and solitude, as a meaning of Horeb, solitude, what does it signify? What is the sign, learning to read the Hebrew sign language? What does it signify? It signifies that we, I and I, the indivisible dual, the individual, have to go into the Horeb, the Korei, the solitude, of the inner mind and lead our flock of thoughts. All right, must shepherd I and I own thoughts. All right, as HaMashiach even said to those in the synagogue and was in Nazareth, that, you know, you say to me, physician, heal thyself. Well, one must shepherd, right, their own sheep, their own thoughts, right? Lead our flock of thoughts to the back of the midbar, of the wilderness. And just for a note here for the Chabarim, some of the Talmudim know this, but just for others, when we get into the word midbar, the word for wilderness, ha-midbar, the wilderness. The root is davar. Davar is the word, the midbar, right? To the back of the wilderness, where dwells the exalted one, the El Elyon, right? The El Elyon, the exalted one, the divine I am, who said to Moshe, Ehyeh, Asher, Ehyeh, I am, I be, who I be that which I become, Ehyeh, Asher, Ehyeh, and said to say to them that Ehyeh sent me, whose kingdom, get this, whose kingdom, whose government, seek ye first the kingdom of Elohim and his righteousness, whose kingdom is good judgment, whose kingdom is good judgment. And here we have the connection of Exodus chapter 3 and Jethro. Jethro, who is Jethro? Moshe's father-in-law, Moses' father-in-law, Reuel, also called Reuel, right, whom he was working for, right? He was on the job. Remember Moshe? He was on the job when the revelation came, right? And he turned aside from his shepherding the sheep. Moshe was a pastor. It's a key rate. Moses was a pastor. Pastor is a shepherd, right? And someone said, well, can a woman be a pastor? Well, Rachel was a pastor too. Wasn't Rachel, Rachel a pastor? Right? It seems as though Yaakov, in a sense, took over, you know, you could say that flock right there and increased it and back and forth with his father-in-law. But the connection right here, right, the connection with Jethro and the connection with Moshe and the revelation, he's there shepherding the sheep, right? Then he sees a bush burning. And the bush is burning. And the bush is burning. Hold up for a moment. In a desert, a bush, fire is quick, fast. Right? Almost like striking a match, proverbially speaking. It's that quick. It's gone. But this bush keeps burning. So he's shepherding the sheep. He's pastoring his flock. Right? And then he sees this sight. Right? And he seeks to now investigate what he is seeing. Right? So he turns aside. The word says he turns aside to see. Right, this wondrous, this amazing sight. And there, Yahweh Jehovah, he who be, we be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name. Right? Because he turned aside to look and see, right, this revelation that was given to he. Right? And notice, he was pastoring. How long was Moshe pastoring? Notice his call. He left Mitzrayim roughly around the age of 40, right, 50. Right, and he was almost like 40 years, right, out in Midian with the Kohen Midian, the priest of Midian, right, that Hebrew priest among the Midianites, right, Yoter, his father-in-law, Jethro, right, he was, minding the sheep, right, and then all of a sudden, this vision, right, not a vision in a sense of like he was in a trance-like or a meditative state, no, he saw something. Right, he saw something with his natural eyes, right, whose root and source was supernatural, and he sought to investigate what it was. So he left the sheep, not left the sheep, but, you know, the sheep was fine. The flock was fine, all right, you know. So pastor, learn a little something from him. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside. See, the backside of HaMidbar of the desert, to the backside of the desert, and came to the mountain, it says, of God, to the mountain of Elohim, of HaElohim. Note this right here. He came to the what? He came to the mountain of Elohim, even to Horeb. You note that right there? This is Genesis. No, it's a Genesis in the sense, it's the beginning of something, but here we're in Exodus. Exodus chapter 3, right? Exodus chapter 3. Let's look at Exodus chapter 3 right here. Just bring up the Chumash right here just to see a side-by-side right here. Because this is a revelation within a revelation, right? A revelation, right? Is it a revelation in an enigma? Basically, why is this bush, right? Why is this bush unlike other bushes, right? Why is this bush different from the other bushes? So we have Moshe Haya Ro'ai Etas on Yitaro Hotno Kohen Midian Wayinna Hag Wayinna Hag of Wayinna Haga Etahax on Ahar Ha Midbar. And as he led the flock, Wayinna Hag. And he led Etahat on the flock, Ahar Hamidbar, to the Ahar, the back, the Ahar of the Midbar. Wayavo Ilahar Ha Elohim. And right, he came, Wayavo Ilhar. To the mount, El Har, to the Har, Ha Elohim, of Elohim. Choreva, it says Choreva, right, or Choreba, in the direction of, you know, we have Mitzrayim and Mitzrayima. Mitzrayima is like saying in the direction, right, it's a directional kind of signify that there at the end, and these sort of noun names. So we have the Choreb and the Choreva, or Choreb and the Choreba. So here it points out to the mountain. It was not just the mountain of Elohim, but it was the mountain of Ha Elohim. Har Ha Elohim. And here clearly it says in the angel of Yahweh appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burnt with fire. And the bush not consumed, was not eaten. And Moshe said, I will now turn aside from what? Turn aside from pastoring, from shepherding sheep. Like I said, the sheep were fine. There's no danger to the sheep there. Remember whose mountain this is? This is the mountain, Ha Elohim, of the true Elohim, the true good, the true God. This is the nature of natures, right? The nature of natures, he who be, who he be. And Moses said when he saw this sight, I will now turn aside. All right, I'm going to turn aside from what I'm doing. All right, he was on the job. Moshe was on the job. He was working. All right, on the job for his father-in-law. And here was a revelation. So he's going to turn aside, being on the job, right? And he says, and see this great sight. Take a look, right? Why the bush is not burnt. So there's two ways of referring to two truths, right? There's the consume, which means in the Hebraics of it, to be eaten up. It was not consumed, right? Our Elohim is a consuming, Eloheinu is a consuming ash, right? Fire, right? That means it's a fire that eats, right? So here the bush was on fire, and the bush not consumed was not eaten. And now Moshe says that he's going to turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when Jehovah saw that he turned aside to see. See, someone's going to say, okay, yeah, that's probably a revelation of Ha Elohim, but I'll check it out later on. Can you imagine? Right? No. Take Moshe's example. Moshe said, because Moshe was doing his job of shepherding and pastoring, you know, correct. So therefore, you know, the sheep were fine. Right? Now when he saw this revelation, right, he didn't allow his natural or his earthly, you could say, life to interrupt with that inner revelation, that spiritual, that higher revelation right there. He knew something was up right here. But when Jehovah saw that, he turned aside to do what? To see. Seeing, just to get a look, to see. Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, called to him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moshe, Moshe. And he said, here I pause. So here's just the opening part of this revelation. Vayera. Malaki Yahuwah Elayo and La Angel, the Malak of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, right? Wayera, Wayera. So we have Wa-era, right? The Torah portion, Wa and era, or some say Va-era and era, I was seen. Wa-era. It's like to say Wa-era, and I was visible. I was seen. You say, oh, I haven't seen you. You know, well, Wa-era, Wa-era, right? Va-era. But here we have Wayera, Wa-era. So there's era, I being seen, visible, and yera. Right, with the wow, so we have the wow consecutive, the vav consecutive, wayera, right? And appearing, malak, Yahweh, Jehovah's angel, Elio, bilabat esh, where? Bilabat esh, in the labat esh, bilabat esh, in the labat, flame of esh, of fire, mitok, mitok, right? Mitok, right? From the, like the midst, from the midst, Hasinne, Hasinne. Now it's interesting, Hasinne, right, the Sinne connected also to Sinai and Sinai. Here we have the word bush. So bush, right, is also connected with Sinai, that sense, right? Hasinne, right? Hasinne, from the mitz mitoka Hasinne. Wayare, 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 right? And he looked, Wayare, Wayare, and he looked. With hine, and look, see, here it is. Hasine bo'er, the bush, right? Behold, the bush, right? The bush burnt. The bush burnt. Hasine bo'er ba'esh. So the sine, the bush, hasine bo'er, bo'er ba'esh, ba'esh, by fire. We hasene einenu ukal, and the bush, the hasene einenu ukal, and the bush einenu was not ukal, ukal, it was not eaten, it was not consumed, it was not consumed. Vayomer Moshe, and Moses said, Asorana, Asorana. And Moses says, I will turn aside now. Now, make me turn aside. Let me get a look at this. I got to get a look at this. And that sense is the Hebraics of it. I got to turn to see. I got to turn aside and check this out. Asura na. Asura na. We er eh. Vere. Vere. Or we, the preposition, you know, the wild consecutive. We and er eh. Er eh. Er eh. Vere. Vere. And to see, right? And to see, ereh, eta ha-mar-eh, to see the sight, to see the sight. Ve-ereh, eta ha-mar-eh, to see the mar-eh, ha-mar-eh, to see the mar-eh, mar-eh, to see this sight, ha-gadol, to see this what? Great sight. He says to see this great sight, ha-mar-eh, ha-gadol, to see this great sight, ha-zeh. Right, hazeh, this. Hamar'eh, hagadol, hazeh. To see this great sight. Madua, madua, madua. Interesting word here, madua. Right, come from the da'a, de'a root, like to know, da'a. Right, madua. Right, it sometimes has a sense of, here in translation it says why, right, but it has a sense of to know why, right, to get to know why. It has that inner sense, madua, madua. Right, to know, madua, like why, or to know, lo, no, yivar hasene, why the bush is not burnt, madua, lo, yivar hasene, to know, why not, lo, yivar, or lo, yivar hasene, why the sine, the bush is not burnt, vayar, yao, vayar, or vayar, Wayar Yahuwah, and seeing Jehovah, in other words, now, and Jehovah, that you're just looking at how the Hebrew construct, the verb, right, the subject, right, so we have the verb first, Wayar, 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 or someone say Vayar, Vayar Adonai, right, Vayar Adonai, or Vayar Yahuwah, Ki Sar Lirot. And when Jehovah saw that, he turned aside to see. Wayare Yahuwah ki, and seeing he who be who he be, when sar aside lirot, to see. They turned aside to see. Vayikra Elayo, calling to him Elohim, the true good, the true God, mitok, from the what? From the midst, hasenet, from the midst of the bush, called to him out of the midst of the bush. Vayikra Elayo Elohim mitok hasenet. Vayomer, Vayomer Moshe, Moshe, Vayomer, Hineni, Hineni, Hineni. And he said to Moses, Moses, Moshe, Moshe, Vayomer, Hineni, here am I, behold, here am I, here, I. So Moshe, this is the connection right here, this is the groundation right here for the Sinai, the Sinai, the Sinai revelation. Moses turning aside from his preoccupation, his occupation, right, to see. See, being diligent in his occupation, right, he was able to turn aside to even see because he was diligent in that occupation. And the sheep, his flock was fine. Nothing happened to the flock. In fact, the flock that was blessed and highly favored, right, but he turned aside. See the connection. It says, when he saw that, he turned aside. Now, what's interesting, we talk about the revelation of Ha Elohim, Ha Shilush Ha Kadosh, the Holy Trinity, Kedush Selaseh. We see that the Malachi Yahuwah, and Yahuwah and Jehovah is in the very same bush. You notice that? That he who be who he be, called to him where? Out of the bush, the same bush in which the Malachi Yahuwah, remember who is sharing these details with us, it's Moshe, the one to whom the revelation, right, the revelation was revealed, the revelation at Sinai, at Sinai. And there's another connection of the name as well. We're going to hopefully pick up on that. I don't know whether we have that available right now, but that's the word bush, the word bush. Now, bush and the thorny connection is also very, very interesting, because does it mean that when there is a great revelation, right, there is a thorn aspect. Now, usually when we get this idea of thorns, right, we think about thorns, usually also what is connected with is the idea like a rose. You know, what rose does not have any thorns? Right, now, we know this from the Western Gentile way of, you know, looking at this or being kind of program and incentivize to see it this way, but here the script is showing us something even more so. Here we go. We have words like Senah, S-E-N-A-A-H. That's S-E-N-A-A-H, which is thorny, bristling, thorn bush, thorn hedge, brambly, right? Then we have Senah, where we have it in the Hebrew, Hasenah, but in the English, we have a transliteration of this root word, Seneh, S-E-N-E-H. That also means thorny, bristling, thorn bush, pointed, like thorny, like a pointed rock, a bramble bush, a thorn rock. Now, even the connection here is very, very interesting, because with Seneh, thorny, bristling, that's the S-E-N-A-A-H, it's a name of either a city or a man whose inhabitants or, quote, children, end quote, or sons returned from the Babylonian captivity in Ezra chapter 2, verse 35. Metaphysically speaking, an enemy to error, thorny, brambly, the name of a city or a man of Yehuda, of Judah, whose inhabitants or, quote, children, sons returned from the Babylonian captivity. Some authorities connect this name with Hasenah, and here in the KJV, it is spelled H-A-S-S-E-N-A-A-H. So what it has is a Hasenah, or the Ha, right? So that's also connected, but seeing where we're at right here, just to build on the Sinai, we'll look over here on this Sinai revelation for Seneh, maybe Hasenah, S-E-N-E-H, a rocky crag that was on one side of the pass by which Jonathan and his armor bearer went over into the garrison of the Philistines. Now we also have Philistine connected also with the 16th Torah portion, Palestine. Right? It then lead them the way of the Philistines. So we have the Philistines and killed many of them in 1 Samuel 14 and 4. Metaphysically speaking, the Sena, which means basically the bush, is the word for the bush. It's also a name, and we have it in the translation, bringing, you know, out some of the Hebrew sense. Metaphysically, the fear. Sena is the fear or the phobia that causes one to think or to think that he dare not undertake to overcome and to drive out of his consciousness those error sense thoughts of opposition to spirit, to the ruach, to the spirit, the irid, to the spirit that the Philistines, the Philistines signify. This is interesting that Sena, remember Sena, Hasena, from the Hebrew, the bush. What does it represent here? From the name Sena, S-E-N-E-H, in the KJV translation, it's the fear or the foe, bia, that causes one to think that he dare not undertake to overcome and to drive out of his consciousness those error, sense thoughts of opposition, or the satana to spirit, to the ruach, and thus also to the Lord, where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, Adonai, to the spirit that the Philistines signify. Two rocky crags. There was Sena and Bozez. Sena, S-E-N-E-H, and Bozez, or B-O-Z-E-Z. B-O-Z-E-Z. Separated Yonatan from the Philistines. Yonatan had to pass them in order to enter the Philistine camp and smite the Philistine host, smite the Philistine army. All, smite all the Philistine badwais, them, right? Even so, the fear or the phobia that one cannot and dare not lay hold fearlessly of all the good, hatob, that is in Moshiach, Messiah, Christos, Christ, for one, and deny away every error, opposing or downposing thought and activity in mind, body, and affairs must be dealt with and overcome before one can gain a real victory, a real victory over one's lesser self and enter conscious union, oneness, mawahad, tawahido, conscious union with one's higher self. The Christ, Ha Mashiach. So here, this connection here, and if we have time right here, the Hasana, just to make it a full groundation right here, because each of these needs to be medied on, right? Here we have Hasana, interesting, we have Hasana, and we have Hasanua. So we have H-A-S-S-E-N-A-A-H. So we have the S-E-N-A-A-H, then we have the Ha, and they double for the, I think it's for the Dagish in the Hebrew, they double it over in the transliteration. So it's Hasana, 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 right? Hasana, Hebrew, the thorny, the bristling, the emphasis here of the Ha is the thorn bush or brush, the pointed. Now, his sons built a fish gate. Hear that? His sons built the fish gate in repairing the wall of Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, in Nehemiah 3 and 3. Metaphysically speaking, a thought activity whose substance and fruitfulness, represented by the sons, are used in the rebuilding of the body temple, especially the guarding and renewing of the avenue through which ideas of increase gain an entrance into consciousness, thus the fish gate. Fish symbolizing ideas of increase. Right? So in the mystery school of HaMoshiach, fish, learning to read the Hebrew sign language, the fish gate, and fish symbolizing ideas of increase. To one who is not well established in divine love and wisdom and chokmah, this task is likely to be a thorny one. Again, to one to one or to someone who is not well established in the divine love, in the chesed, right? The divine love and chokmah and the wisdom, wise mind and the understanding and overstanding. This task is likely to be a thorny one. Hasanah, a thorny one, beset with difficulties. This is the case with the thought that Hasanah signifies. Therefore, this thought must be more intellectual than spiritual. This thought must be more intellectual than spiritual, yet it is enlightened and true and to the point, and so makes the way thorny also for the error ideas that it must eliminate and keep out. And one more here, Chabarim, one more here, just get a full hit on the scriptural connections with Sinai. We still have the Sinim and Sin. Remember Sin, the wilderness of Sin and Sinim. Now, it looks in the English translation like sin, right? So here we get two different linguistics, part of the Babel confusion. So coming out of that confusion, we have Sin, Sinim, right? In the wilderness of Sin and Sinai in Sinai sense, different than the, you know, Gentile sense of sin. But here we have Hasenua. Here is spelled as H-A-S-S-E-N-U-A-H. So we have Senua and the definite article Ha. Ha, Senua, right? Ha-Senua. Now it's spelled in the A-V as H-A-S, one S-E-N-U-A-H in 1 Chronicles 9 and 7. Here we have Senua, S-E-N-U-A-H in Nehemiah 11 and 9. Hebraically, it's the thorny, the bristling, ha-sanua, the pointed, ha-sanua, the violating, ha-sanua, the hateful. A Benjamite. We have a Benjamite in 1 Chronicles 9 and 7. We also have a man by this name is mentioned in Nehemiah 11 and 9. His son, Yehuda, or Judah, was second. He was second over the city. You know, the city relates to a consciousness, an aggregation of ideas of city. Now, metaphysically, Hasenua is an active faith thought, Binyamite, Benjamite, Binyamawi, an active faith thought in consciousness, which works direct to the point. You ever find those people? Direct to the point. Which works direct to the point, thus the sense of Hasenua, the pointed. In seeking to establish the individual in truth, in the objective reality. But there must be a lack of love, which is the harmonizing, the stabilizing element, love. In the activity of this thought, it is thorny. It is bristling in its manner. Thorny, it is bristling in its manner and is looked upon as hateful, as harsh, thus the sense of the violating by the thoughts, the tendencies, and habits that are not in line with truth, that are not in line with the objective reality. So that connection as well with the bush and Sinai. Yes, I,
Truth is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
ይህ ቅዱስ ጳውሎስ ያለው የተሳሳተ ቃል አይደለም።
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love. And if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. When I say more, you say fire. More fire.
King Selassie is the Almighty I. I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is the Kalonja passing through.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends.
And here on that theme right there, Chabarim, here's Uwe Bantan with Love Light, One
Run
is Rhythm.
Engineer.
Yes, sir.
Got to live your love light, shine, 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 shine. Got to live your love light, shine, shine. Oh, I, love light, on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. It's the Armageddon. Love light on. Turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. Now that the heat is on, I've seen the world which is ruled by money. More weeping and wailing, cause things are not funny. Soon people will be very astonished and feel as if they are being punished. Cause so many are blind and they lose their way, searching for a brighter, living for a brighter day. But then you have to know your night from the day. Remember that alone lead the way. Yeah. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. You see, I'm a Gideon. Love light on. Turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. Now that the heat is on. If we are not separated, then we must be one. If we are not divided, then we must be strong. Now there's only one place where we're coming from. Better be sure about your destination. Change so many things and start a revolution. There's too much disillusion and too much corruption within the people's mind and their meditation. Remember to love and don't make you live long. Yeah. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. You see, I'm a Gideon. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. Now that the heat is on, and so many are fighting, yet they cannot see that the only way to live, the only way to be, is to live a life according to the Almighty. Remember that alone set you free. Yeah. Love light on. Turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. It's the Armageddon. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. Now that the heat is on.
Them for normal born January 7th. Hear my cry, O Jah. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever.
Me never born uptown with no gold spoon in my mouth. Me never born as no rich man son in a no rich man house. time. My father come in from work and not a dime. No time. Me see me poor mother cry down the food jam. Find the last year I love we. The last year I love we. Rastafari. Talent, he make money, he myself and me family. No time, policeman crazy, so they must take the teeth alive. No time, gunman try and feel me be dead, but me still survive. The last year I love we. The last year I love we. Rastafari. Me, all when me do good, them not nothing good to say. Adija Palma, it's not the same vibe cartel from yesterday.
We more mature now, in spite of what pagans them want chat we say. Me youth are grown now,
me nah make them get the hungry, as that me say. The last year I love we. The last year
Yes, so here, the 17th sabbatical study, we have Yitro. Yitro in the English translation, Jethro. Moses is, sometimes we used to refer to him as his Ethiopian, more correctly, his Midianite, Ethiopian related, father-in-law. So right here, the first and second Aliyot, first day of the week, they call Sunday here, the Monday, second day of the Shavuot. Two Aliyot right here, and Aliyah Day.
Here, O Israel. Here, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here, Shema Yisrael, Here, for the Rishon, the first Aliyah. First of offering up here for this Shabbat, Sabbath, Jethro. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus chapter 18. Redemption, third item, experience, leaning on the arm of flesh. Here, picking up the Sefer Shemot. And here, Shema'ah Yisrael. Here, for the Rishon, the first Aliyah. First of offering up here for this Shabbat, Sabbath, Jethro. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus, chapter 18. Redemption, third item, experience, leaning on the arm of flesh. Here, picking up the Sefer Shemot, the book of the names called Exodus. Here from the Sefer Shemot. Exodus chapter 18, Hebrew first words here. B'shem Ha'av V'Habein V'Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh. Echad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who he be, the One. Vayishma'a Yitro, Kohen Midian, Chotein Moshe,
8, call Asher Asa Elohim, Le Moshe, Ula Yisrael Ammo, Ki Yahotzi Yehova, Eta Yisrael Mimitzrayim. When Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that Elohim, the true good, the true God, had done for Moshe, for Moses, and for Yisrael, for Israel, his people, and that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, had brought Yisrael Mimitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. Vayishma'a Yitro, and he heard Yitro, and Yitro, Jethro heard. Vayishma'a Yitro, Kohen Midian Chotein Moshe, the priest of Midian, the father-in-law of the Chotein Moshe. Eight call Asher Asa Elohim. All that Elohim had done, Le Moshe, for Moses, U Le Israel, Ammo, and for Israel, for Israel, Ammo, his people. How Yahuwah Jehovah had brought, had exodused. Ki Yahotzi Yehovah et Yisrael, Israel, Mimitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. Then Yitro, Jethro, Moshe's father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moshe's wife, Eshet Moshe, Moshe's Eshet Orset, after he had sent her back, after he had sent her, and her two sons, of whom the name of the one was Gershom, for he said, I have been an alien in a strange land. Ki amar gera, hayiti be'eretza nakriya. And the name of the other, Eliezer. And the name of the other, Eliezer. Ki Elohe Ari de'ezri. Vayatzeleini me'chereb paro. For the Elohim of my father, Elohe Avi, for the Elohim of my father, said he was, mine help, be'ezri, in my help, be'ezri, and delivered, and I livered, vayatzeleini, and had delivered, had snatched I, delivered I, vayatzeleini, me'chereb paro, from the sword, the chereb of paro. And Yitro and Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his sons and his wife, Ishto or Seto, with his orset to Moshe, Bamidbar, into the wilderness, where he encamped at the mount of Elohim, at Har HaElohim. And he said to Moshe, I, thy father-in-law, Jethro, Yitro, am come to thee, I, and Ishteka, and the I Ishet Eshet Oset, the I wife, and her two sons with her. And Moshe went out to meet his father-in-law, and did obeisance, bowed, and kissed him, and they asked each other of their shalom, of their welfare. And they came into the tent, and Moshe and Moses told his father-in-law all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, had done to Paro and to the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, for Yisrael's sake, and all the travail that had come upon them by the way, and Yahuwah, how Jehovah delivered, I delivered them. Vayesapera Moshe le chotno et kol asher asah Yahuwah le Faro. Ula Mitraim ala odot Yisrael et kola hatala'a ashera mitz'atam ba derek vayatzilein Yahuwah. And Yitro and Jethro rejoice for all the goodness Yahuwah had done to Yisrael, to Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Mitzrayim, out of the hand of the Egyptians,
the Egyptians, the Egyptians, the Egyptians.
Why had Yitro al kol ha-Torah asher asah Yahuwah le-Yisrael asher hi silo miyad Mitzrayim. Now, and Jethro and Yitro said, blessed be Yahuwah Jehovah, who has delivered you out of the hand of the Mitzrayim, out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of Pharaoh, the great house, who has delivered Ha'am, the people, from under the yard of the Mitzrayim. Now, I know that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, greater than all gods, than all Elohim. For in the thing wherein they dealt proudly, he was above. Vayomer Yitro, Baruch Yahuwah, asher hitzil etkem miyad Mitzrayim, u miyad paro, asher hitzil et ha'am, miyad tachata yada Mitzrayim. Ata yadaeti yakiya gadoli Yehova mikol ha'elohim, ki badavar asher zado elehem. And Yitro said, and Jethro said, Vayomer Yitro, Baruch Yahuwah, Baruch Yahuwah, blessed be Jehovah, Baruch Yahuwah, asher hitzil etkem miyad Mitzrayim, blessed be he who be who he be, who have snatched you out of the hand, out of the yard of the Mitzrayim. Baruch Yahuwah, asher hitzil etkem miyad Mitzrayim, miyad paro, and out of the yard of Paro, out of the hand of Pharaoh, out of the hand of the great house. Asher hitzil et ha'am mi tachat yad Mitzrayim, who hath delivered ha'am, who has snatched, delivered the people. Asher hitzil et ha'am mi tachat, from under, mi tachat yad Mitzrayim, from under the hand of the Mitzrayim. Ata yada'iti, now I know. Ata yada'iti, Ata yadaeti, now I know. Ata yadaeti yakiya gadoli Yahuwah, now I know that Jehovah is greater mi kol ha'elohim, than all the Elohim, than all the natures, than all the Elohim. Mi kol ha'elohim badavara asher zadua elehem, yea, for that they dealt proudly against them. Ki for vadavar, by the word asher, that which yadu elehem, 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 for that they dealt proudly against them,
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 against them, against them. For in the thing, for in the word, ki vadavar, vadavar, ki vadavar, asher zadu elehem. For in the davar, the word, in the thing, for in the thing, ki vadavar, for in the thing, the word, wherein they dealt proudly. Ki vadavar asher zadu elehem,
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 elehem, elehem. Above them he was, above them. Now Yitro, Jethro, Moshe's father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrifices for Elohim, L'Elohim, and Aharon and Aaron came, and all the Ziknei Yisrael, all the elders of Yisrael, to eat bread with Moshe's father-in-law, Lifnei Ha-Elohim, before the Elohim, the true good, the true God, the Netch of Netches. The true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity. Vayikach Yitro, Choten Moshe, Ola, Uazevachim, L'Elohim, Vayavo, Aharon, V'kol Ziknei Yisrael, L'Ekol Lechem, Im Choten Moshe, Lifnei Ha-Elohim, and Yitro, and Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took Vayikach Yitro, and he took Yitro, and Jethro took Vayikach Yitro, Choten Moshe, Moses' Choten, the Choten of Moshe, Moses' father-in-law, Ola, Ola, a burnt offering, a holocaust offering, an ascension offering, Ola, Uzevahim, Uzevahim, and sacrifices, Uzevahim, L'Elohim, for Elohim, the true good, the true God, Vayavo Aharon, and Aaron came. Vayabo Aharon and Aaron came, V'kol Ziknei Yisrael, and all the Ziknei of Yisrael, all the elders of Israel, Le'ekol Lechem, to eat bread, Le'ekol Lechem, to eat bread, Im Choten Moshe, with Moses' Choten, with Moses' father-in-law, Lifnei Ha-Elohim, for the Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, is the Hebrew Trinity, 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 Trinity. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 Gevio Yisrael, hear for the Sheni Aliyah, hear for the second. Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. Of offering, offering up. Second ascension here, the second reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Yitro, Sabbath Jethro, 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 Jethro. Here, picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus, Exodus chapter 18 here at verse 13 for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second of offering, offering up here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Yitro, Sabbath Jethro. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moshe, that Moses sat to judge Ha'am, the people, and Ha'am and the people stood by Moshe, stood by Moses from the morning to the evening. Vayehi miya machoret mi machorata vayesheva Moshe lishpot et Ha'am. Vaya emoda ha'am al Moshe min ha'boker ad ha'arav. And it came to pass, vayehi, and it came to pass on the morrow, vayehi, mi macharat, vayehi, mi macharat, and it came to pass on the morrow, vayeshev, that sat Moshe, that Moses sat, Vayeshev Moshe Lishpot, that Moses sat to judge et Ha'am, the people. Vayeshev Moshe Lishpot et Ha'am. Vayaemod Ha'am. And the people stood. Vayaemod Ha'am, and the people stood. Alam Moshe stood about, or pun about Moses. Mi Nahaboker, from the boker, from the morning, min haboker adaha arav, from the morning to the evening, 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 the evening. And when Moshe's Choten, when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to Ha'am, to the people, he said, what this thing that thou doest to Ha'am? Why sittest thou thyself alone, all one, and all Ha'am, the people, stand by thee from morning to even. Wa yare'e choteina Moshe et kol asherhu ose la'am. ויאמר מה הדבר הזה אשר אתה עושה לעם? מדוע אתה יושב לבדך וכל העם ניצב עליך מן הבוקר עד ערב? And when Moses is חותן, father-in-law saw, ויראה חותן משה all that he did to the people, et kol asherahu oseh la'am. He said, Vayomer, ma hadavar hazeh, what is this thing? What is this word? What is this matter? What is this thing? Ma hadavar hazeh, asher ata oseh la'am, that thou, the I, male, doest to the people. Asher ata oseh la'am. Madu'a ata yoshev levadeka. Why sittest thou thyself levadeka, by thyself alone, levadeka? We call ha'am nitzav aleka, and all the people stand about thee. I mean, boker from morning ad arev, to the evening. And Moshe said to father-in-law, said to Chotanoh, his father-in-law, because the people, Ha'am, come to inquire of Elohim. Vayomer Moshe leChotanoh, ki yavo elai Ha'am, lidrosh Elohim. And Moses said to his Chotanoh, his father-in-law, Vayomer Moshe leChotanoh, ki yavo, because coming Eli to I, Ha'am, because the people come to I, ki yavo Eli, Ha'am, lidrosh Elohim, to inquire, lidrosh, to seek, to inquire, lidrosh Elohim, of the true good, of the true God. When they have a matter, they come to me, they come to I, and I judge between one and another, and I do make, know, the statutes of Ha'elohim, etachukei ha'elohim, and his laws, ve'etatorotayo. And Moshe's father-in-law Chotein said to him, the thing that thou doest, not good. Vayomer Chotein Moshe Elayo, lo tov, hadavar asher ata oseh, the davar, the matter, the word that thou doest is lo tov, not good, lo tov, hadavar asher ata oseh. Thou will surely wear away, both thou, the I, and this people, that with the I, for this thing, too heavy for the I, thou art not able to perform it thyself, alone. Hearken now to my voice. I will give thee counsel, and Elohim shall be with the eye. Be thou for the people to Elohim word, that thou, the eye, mayest bring the causes to Elohim, to Ha Elohim. Lotov hadavar rasha ata oseh, not good the thing that the eye doeth. Navola, Pivola, Gamata, Gamha Amha Ze Ashara Imach Kia Kaveda Mimka Mimka Ki Kaved Mimka Too heavy for the eye Hadavar Lo Tukala Esehu Le Vadeka. Surely thou will wear away. Wear away both thou and this people that is with the eye. Kia kaveda mimka, for the thing is too heavy for the eye. Kia kaveda mimka hadavar. Lo tukala esehua le vadeka. The eye art not able to perform it thyself. Le vadeka alone. Ata shema'a. Bikoli, hearken now to my voice. Ata, now. Ata, shema'a. Now hearken here, Bikoli, to my voice. Ia atzika, ia atzika, ia atzika. I will counsel, I'm counseling the eye. Ia atzika. Wihi Elohima imach. Heye ata la mula ha Elohima we heveta ata eta ha devarim ilaha Elohim. I will give the eye counsel. Hearken now, ata shema'a bikoli to my voice bikoli. Ia atzika, and I will counsel, give counsel, I will counsel the eye. Ia atzika, we hiya Elohima imach, and Elohim be with the eye. We hi Elohima imach. Hey, yay, ata la'am, be thou the eye for the people, mula ha Elohim, before Elohim, we heveta ata eta hadvarim el haElohim, and bring the eye, and bring thou, we heveta ata, and bring the eye, eta hadvarim, the causes, the words, hadvarim, the matters, el haElohim, to haElohim, the true good, the true God. And thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shalt shew them the way wherein they must walk, must strive, and the walk, and the work that they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, such as reverence, respect Elohim, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And let them judge Ha'am, the people, at all seasons. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring to the eye, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with the eye. If thou shalt do this thing, and Elohim command thee, I so, then thou shalt be able to endure, and all this people shall also go to their place. Be shalom in shalom, 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 shalom.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important,
important? See, and this is what kind of cause, I think, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work. In a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that, well, I already just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that to you.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What?
Miainan, I genau. Yesam manana, I work now. የዳሰሰንን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየንን ጌታ El Rohim.
Kadamawi.
Inflatia. Your Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
Bazikan inya gzat must lalaw hulu no yemennagero.
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiyeh lecha Elohim acherim al panai. Lo tisa et shem Adonai Elohecha lashav. Zachor yet yom ha-shabbat lekaddesho. Kabed et avicha ve'et immecha. לא תרצח, לא תנאף, לא תגנוב, לא תענה ורעך עד שקר, לא תחמוד בית רעך.
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Keep the commandment, the teaching of the King of Kings. You know, I was just sharing this. I'm going to share this right here as well. We'll go into some more details. You know, we as Rastafari, you know, we, those of us who say we are Rastafari, we need to come reason, right, on the true faith, the Hymeno, Savainai namesake, Rastafari, Kedamawi, Hala Selassie, because that's the key for us, for I and I, right, who are called, right, by that name, Rastafari. Simply put, you know, some things that, you know, we could have already done. We who are the called and those who are the called, chosen and faithful Rastafari to the namesake, the Rastafari, Kedemar HaSelassie, the thing that we could do, that we can do, and even some of us are manifesting or doing it, and could have already done without anything external to the true calling of Rastafari. People say, well, like what? Well, like repatriation. But see, the confusion of counterfeit Christianity, the world flesh, satanic seclorum, and, you know, sometimes they make us look, you know, make us look to the left, to the right, and we lose sight of the way, the truth, and life of the King of Kings Christ. But a little bit more on that as we move forward, because one wants to challenge what we just said right there. We're saying that we as Rastafari repatriate, we could all repatriate as Rastafari if we were in that straight way of our namesake. But of course, you know, growing pains, you know, the seed has to go through certain things. You know, we have to grow in grace and in that knowledge. So right here, today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 92, like to grind here on Psalm 92 here, second day of the Shabuah right here this week, Shabuah Tov. We have Psalm 92, which is a sabbatical psalm. It's a psalm of the Sabbath day, right? Both according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and also in Judaism today, you know, this is one of the psalms, a certain psalms, daily psalm, psalm for the day. Right, particular day that we call the evening psalms, and here we have the daily psalm. So usually this is the Sabbath day psalm, but here, according to the royal order, Davidic worship, Psalm 92 comes up. So let's grind a little bit more on this right here, grow in grace and that knowledge. Yes, I manifest destiny.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Unrighteousness in him.
Unrighteousness in him.
Unrighteousness in him.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring.
መዝሙር 91 በቅንፍ 92 በሰንበት ቀን የምስጋና መዝሙር እግዚአብሔርን ማመስገን መልካም ነው ልዑል ሆይ ለስምህ ዝማሬ ማቅረብ በማለዳም ምህረትህን በሌሊትም እውነትህን ማውራት አስር አውታር ባለው በበገና ከምስጋና ጋር በመሰንቆ አቤቱ በሥራህ ደስ አሰኝተኸኛልና በእጅህም ሥራ ደስ ይለኛልና አቤቱ ሥራህ እጅግ ትልቅ ነው አሳብህም እጅግ ጥልቅ ነው ሰነፍ ሰው አያውቅም ልብ የሌለውም ይህን አያስተውልም ኃጢአተኞች እንደ ሳር ሲበቅሉ አመጻ የሚያደርጉ ሁሉ ሲለመልሙ ለዘላለም እንደሚጠፉ ነው አቤቱ አንተ ግን ለዘላለም ልዑል ነህ አቤቱ እነሆ ጠላቶች ይጠፋሉና አመጻንም የሚሰሩ ሁሉ ይበተናሉና ቀንዴ አንድ ቀንድ እንዳለው ከፍ ከፍ ይላል ሽምግልናይም በዘይት ይለመልማል አይኔም በጠላቶቼ ላይ አየች ጆሮዬም በኔ ላይ በቆሙ በክፎች ላይ ሰማች ጻድቅ እንደ ዘንባባ ያፈራል እንደ ሊባኖስ ዝግባ ያድጋል በእግዚአብሔር ቤት ውስጥ ተተክለዋል በአምላካችንም አደባባይ ውስጥ ይበቅላሉ ያን ጊዜ በለመለመ ሽምግልና ያፈራሉ ደስተኞችም ሆነው ይኖራሉ አምላኬ እግዚአብሔር እውነተኛ እንደሆነ ይነግራሉ በርሱም ዘንድ አመጣ ይላል
Psalm 92 It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand it. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Unrighteousness in him. Unrighteousness in him. Unrighteousness in him. Unrighteousness in him. Unrighteousness in him. Unrighteousness in him. Unrighteousness in him. Unrighteousness in him.
they gon' react. They're scared of wrongdoers, people that's just ignorant. They're scared of the truth. Be patient.
מזמור צד בית, מזמור שיר ליום השבת. טוב להודות לאדוני ולזמר לשמך עליון, להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך בלילות. עלי עשור ועלי נבל, עלי היגיון בכינור. כי שמחתני אדוני בפועלך, במעשה ידיך ארנן. מה גדלו מעשיך, אדוני, מאוד עמקו מחשבותיך. איש בער לא ידע, וכסיל לא יבין את זאת. בפרוח רשעים כמו עשב, ויציצו כל פועלי אבן, להישמדם עד עד, ואתה מרום לעולם, אדוני. כי הנה אויביך, אדוני, כי הנה אויביך יובדו, יתפרדו כל פועלי אבן. ותרם קרעם קרני, בלותי בשמן רענן. ותבט עיני בשורי, וקמים עלי מרעים, תשמענה אוזני. צדיק כתמר יפרח, בארז בלבנון יסגה. שתולים בבית אדוני, בחצרות אלוהינו יפריחו. עוד ינובון בסיבה, דשנים ורעננים יהיו. להגיד כי ישר אדוני, צורי ולא עבלה תבוא.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth the fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Unrighteousness, 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 unrighteousness.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips.
Mizmor Sadei Beit. 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 Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbat. Tova Lehodot LaYahuwah Ulezamer LeShimeka Elyon. Lehadid Babokar Hasedeka Wemunateka Balelot Ele Asora Wa Ele Navel Ele Higayon Bekinor Kia Semachetan Yahua Bea Faaleka Bea Ma Ese Yadeka Iranin Ma Gadlu Ma Eseka Yahua Mod Amoku amachesh boteka, Isha ba'ar lo yeda'a, Uakzil lo yarina et zot. Bifa ro'ach rishayim, Komo asev, Wayatzitz u'kol po'ile awin, Lehi shamadama ede ad. Ve'ata marom le'olam Yahuwah Ki hine oyveka Yahuwah ki hine oyveka Yovedu Yita pardu kol po'ile avel Vatarema ki reema karniya baloti Bishemena ra'inan Wata veta ainia deshurai bat anima alaya meraima tisha ma inna aznai adika katamara yifrach ke ereza balivano na isge shetulima bebeita Yehuwah Bechatzrota Eloheinu yafarichu Oda yenuvunna be'aseva De'shanima ve'ra'inanima yehiyu Lehagid kiya yashar Yehuwah suri Ve'lo avlata habou
Mizmor Tzadei Beit, Mizmor Tzadei Beit. A song, Mizmor, a chant of intonation, Mizmor, a shir, a song of ode, Leyom HaShabbat, for the Sabbath day. Psalm 92, Psalm XCII, the Sabbath hymn.
The title occurs in the Targum, an interpretation in the form of song and song, which Adam uttered on the Sabbath day. In accordance with the Judaic tradition that it was composed by him on the first Sabbath of creation. Today's daily psalm, the Tzadeh Beit psalm, the 92nd psalm, is said to be a song which Adam uttered on the Sabbath day in accordance with the Judaic tradition that it was composed by him on the first Sabbath of creation. Now, its association with the holy day was recognized in the temple, in the Heikal and the temple period, where it was chanted by the Lewim, the Levites, the Lewawiyan, each Sendet, each Shabbat, each Yom HaShabbat, each Sabbath day. But why? Why was it selected for that occasion? Now, after stating that, quote, the psalm has no close intrinsic connection with the Sabbath, end quote, Israel Abraham proceeded to discover a link in, quote, its character as a Thanksgiving psalm, a Thanksgiving mizmor, a Thanksgiving chant, intonation, a Thanksgiving Isis, eulogizing Hashem Elohim, the true good, the true God's, Jah's faithful providence, provider, Jah will provide, and love and caring for the world, the marvelous works of his hands. A deeper thought is suggested by Rashi, his comment that it speaks of, quote, the world to come, which is an unending Shabbat. Without accepting any allusion to the hereafter, we, I and I, may find in this remark the true relationship of the song, the mizmor, the chant, the intonation, the Isis, to HaShabbat, to the Shabbat, to the Sendet, to the Sabbath. The psalmist lived in a world wherein workers of iniquity do flourish, workers of lawlessness, injustice do flourish, bringing hardship and anxiety and misery and miseries upon the righteous, ha-tzadik, and the tzadikim, the tzadikan. How, in such circumstances, how, in such situations and situations, could they sing praises, Isis, chant, intonations to Jah, to Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, for his goodness? Their minds were beset by the perplexing problems of reconciling the facts of life with divine providence. Jah will provide, Jehovah Jireh, Yahuwah Yireh. On the hollow, the Isla day, man's spiritual nature is heightened and enlightened and fortified, and his vision rendered clearer. He then views the situation with a more optimistic and upful outlook. The contrast between the transitory character of the material and the permanence of the spiritual, the irritical, is born in upon him. His eyes and eyes are turned away from the phi cycle, the physical, the material world, the seclorum, with its cares and anxieties and trials and tribulations, to the world which is ever radiant with the glory of Jah, with the glory of He who be who He be, the glory of His divine majesty, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. Exalted by so glorious a vision, he is able, he and I and we are able to sing his praises, his mizmor, his chants, his Isis, even before the wicked, the ratchet, are overthrown. So we have thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is due to Ha-Elohim, to Elohim, Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God. And these first Aleph, Beit, Gimel verses right here in today's daily psalm, the Tzadeh, Beit, the 92nd Psalm, Psalm XCII, according to the Royal Order, the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here, after the order of Malakia Tzedek, we ride up with the opening Aleph Beit Gimel, the ABGs in the Hebrew, the first three verses of today's daily psalm, the Sabbath hymn, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat. Superscription, Mizmor, a chant, Isis, an intonation, Mizmor, Shir, an ode, a song, Liyom, for the day of the day, Liyom HaShabbat, for the Sabbath day. Tov lehodot layhova ulezamer lishmeka elyon. It is a good thing. It is a good thing. Tov, tov, tova, tova. It is a good thing. It is a good thing. It is a good thing. It is a good thing to give thanks. Lehodot, tov lehodot layhova. Layohua, it is a good thing to give thanks to He who He be, to Jah, to Jehovah. Tova lehodot layohua, ule zamera le shemeka elyon, and to sing praises, to chant Isis, ule zamera. Ule zamer, to chant Isis, to chant Mizmor. Ule zamer le shemeka, to chant Isis, intonation to thy name, Lishimeka, Ulizamer, Lishimeka, Elyon, O Most High, Elyon, Ulizamer, Lishimeka, Elyon, Lihagid, Babokar, Hasideka, to declare, to tell of thy loving kindness, thy mercy, of thy love, thy loving kindness, of thy mercy. Lihagida Babokera Hasideka. We emunateka balelot, and thy faithfulness, we and emunateka, emunateka, thy faithfulness, thy truth, we munateka balelot, in the nights, balelot, in the night season, in the nights, ele asora, wa ele navel, with an instrument of 10 strings, ele asora, and with the psaltery, va ele navel, wa ele navel, and with the psaltery eleia higayon, with a solemn meditative iditative sound, ele higayon, higayon, bikinor, upon the harp, bikinor, bikinor, upon the harp. Thanksgiving is due, is due to Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. A good thing, tov, tov, tov lehodot, to give Isis, to give praises, to give thanks, the stretching forth of the hand, the yada, the toda, the hodot, lehodot, Yehuda, Yehuda, not Yahuda, but Yehuda, celebrated, praised, Isis, Tov, Lehodota, La Yahuwah, to he who be, who he be, La Yahuwah, La Yahuwah, to Yehuwah, to Jehovah, Ulezamer, and to chant, to intonate Isis, U, and Le Zamer, the Mizmor, Zamer, Ulezamer, Le Shemeka, Le Shemeka, to the I name, the I male name, Le Shemeka, Elyon, Elyon. Here we don't have El Elyon, but Elyon, Most High. It is right, it is proper, Tov, lehodot, to stretch forth the hands and to give praises, put your hands up, Tov, lehodot, layhoah, to thy name, lishmeka, Elyon, thy character as supreme ruler of the universe, of the universe, universal ruler. Lihagid, to tell, to declare by telling. Lihagid, babokar, in the morning. Chassideka, the eye loving kindness, to declare the eye's loving kindness, the eye's mercy. Babokar, in the bokar, bokar tov, good morning. Bokar tov, to declare tov, lehodot laihoa, u lezamer leshimeka, elyon. Lehagir babokar, chassideka, we munateka balelot, and thy faithfulness, thy truth. Emunateka, the I, amen, the I truth, the reality, the faith, faithfulness. We emunateka balelot, in the leilas, the leilawot, in the night season, balelot, in the nights. Morning, boker, leilot, the morning and the nights. The boker, balelot. Suitable times of the day in which direct thoughts to Egeziavihar, the sustainer, the good, the generous Av, Father, the Shem Yeshua, in which to direct the thoughts to He who be, we be, before the round of the duties begin, and after the round of duties of the day has ended. Ele Asor, wa Ele Navel. Ele Higayon de Kinor, with an instrument of 10 strings. Ele Asor, the Ele Asor, that which has 10 strings, an instrument of 10 strings. Ele Asor, wa and Ele Navel, and with a psaltery. Ele Higayon, that which has a solemn and iditative, a Higayon, a sound that's conducive for iditation. Ele Higayon Bikinor, upon the harp. Bikinor. We have psaltery, Psalm 33. Psalm 33 speaks to the Navel. Some enunciate Navel, the psaltery. On a and with a solemn Ele, having Ele Higayon. The Higayon is very, very interesting. The Higayon, often as a meditation, a iditation, that which has a sound, a solemn sound, a meditative sound, an iditative full sound, so to speak, a meditative full sound, the Higayon. We also have this in Psalm 9, round about verse 17, 16, 17, a verse of Psalm 9 right here as well. So we have the opening portion of the Sabbath Psalm, these powerful verses, the Aleph, Beit, Gimel verses. Now as the psalm rides up verses, we have verses 4 to 7, Jah's works, verses 8 to 11, the wicked, the ratchet perish, verses 12 to 15, the righteous, the tzadikim, the tzadikan, the righteous triumph.
Yes, Shabbat Shalom, send that Salam Chabarim. Today's daily psalm, the 92nd psalm, the Zadeh Beit. Zadeh. Either Zadeh Beit, or some say Zadeh Beit. And the enunciation will say Zadeh Beit psalm, the psalm of the Sabbath. And it's a couple of words right here for I and I listeners. Shabbat Shalom, of course. And this psalm here, we wrote up with the three verses, the first three verses right here, the opening, right, as we hear the fuller chant of it, give thanks to Ras Andessa, Army Gideon, and the ride up on the Shabbat hymn, the Sabbath psalm here, and all the others that bring forward the word, sound, and power, thanks and praise. It's the hymn of the Sabbath, Yom HaShabbat, the Zadeh Beit, the 92nd psalm, Psalm XCII. And we have the first three verses as we rolled up with this once again for the hearing, just from the Alpha Omega. So this is the Alpha of today's daily psalm, the beginning of the psalm, getting that groundation, that root in the Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbat, the Mizmor. A Mizmor, a psalm is a chant, or Isis. Isis is the psalm. Not so much a song, but the psalm is the Isis, the Zemer, the Zamer, the Zamer. And it's brought out in today's daily psalm, in the Shabbat psalm, in the 92nd psalm, Mizmor Shir. So some interpret this even LXX as a psalm of an ode, right? A psalm, a chant of a song that is a chant or a chant, Isis. Right? And it's important that we get to understand and understand what Isis is. Right? Rastafari who receive the spirit and truth overstand. The Isis, can we give Isis? And that Isis word in the Hebraic, right, in the Hebrew of it is Mizmor. In the world of Hark we say Mezmor. But from the root, Ethiopically, Zemere, to chant, to intonate. Hebraically, that root word, we will say Zamer, the Zamer, Zamer, Zamere, Zamer in the Hebrew, and Zemere, Zemere. So we have a Mizmor, Hebraically, and we have a Mezmor. Interestingly enough, disciple in the Royal Amharic is Deka Mezmor. Deka, like a child of the psalm, or one who the psalm has been refined in. So the Deka can mean to refine something, right, make it very fine, right? To refine it, right? Like to grind it down to make it very fine. As well as Dekika in the gutters for children. So it's interesting because children are small and refined, and something must be refined in them, refound in them. So we teach the youth. So in teaching this, we need to understand and understand it. So the psalm is the chant, is the Isis. The psalm, P-S-A-L-M in the English. Interpretation or translation of it, psalm. Hebrew, Hebraically, Afro-Shemitically speaking, we have the Zamer and the Zemere, we have the Mizmor and the Mezmor. Here, in the Hebrew, we have Mizmor, a chant, shir, an ode, a song. So a chant, a psalm, and a song. Just to emphasize the nuance, the very important iditate on this, higayon, iditation on this, the mizmor and the shir. So it's like a song, right? A song, but it's a chant. It's an Isis, but it's a song. So it's like a Isis, yes, but it's also a song. Mizmor. Shir, Le-Yom HaShabbat, Le-Yom, for the day of the day, Le-Yom HaShabbat. Oh, Le-Hodot La-Yehovah, U-Le-Zamer, Le-Shimeka Elyon. It is a good thing to give thanks to Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, Yahuwah, Yahweh La-Yehovah. It's a good thing to give thanks, the stretching forth of our and our hands, the yada, 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 the yada is the hand, yada, yada, to stretch forward the hands. We have the Torah, Torah, the thanksgiving, the eyes is given, the stretching forth of the hands, the thanksgiving. And we have the hodot, hoda, hoda, thanksgiving, hodot, toda. We have Yehuda, Yehuda. Son Yehuda is Yehuda because the name means to be praised. praise. Yehuda, praise. Leah, Judah's mother, she gave praises to Yahweh, to he who be who he be. She gave praises. She gave praises, and she called his name Yehuda, celebrated, celebrated, praised. So it is good to lihodot la Yehuah ulezamer. There we go. Zamer, zamer, zamer lishimeka elyon, chanting Isis to his name. Lihagid, declaring, lihagid. This is an important word. This is a connective word. This is the shir right here for the Shabbat and in the 92nd Psalm, the Shabbat Psalm. Here in the English Bibles and the KJV will be at verse 2. If you're looking in the Sefer Tehillim, the Psalter, it'll be at verse 3. It'll be the Gimel verse in the Hebrew. But looking from the KJV, this is the second verse here where it reads, lihagid, 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 to declare. Do you have anything to declare? To declare, the declaration, the declaring. Lihagid, lihagid, to declare. Now this, why is this so important, and why do we seek to emphasize this with I and I audience and with the item in the hearing, especially for the Shabbat day? Because in the KJV, this is brought forward as to shew forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Song, a song for the Sabbath day. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to thy name, O Most High. Now note here, if you look in the KJV, it is a italicized good, non-italicized thing, italicized. So we can read it as it is a good thing to give thanks to Jah, Jehovah, Yahuwah. Now we read it, Father, italicized, it brings up the force of the Hebrew. Good, good to give thanks to Jah. Good to give thanks. Oh, lehodot la Yahuwah. It is good to give thanks to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. It is good to give thanks and to sing praises to thy name. Ulezamer, and to chant Isis. Ulezamer, lishimeka elyon, O Most High. Verse 2, to shew forth, lihagid, hagid, hagid, lihagid. To shew forth is Hebraically to declare, to show forth, lihagid, like the Haggadah. We have the Haggadah at Pesach, Fasika, the Passover Seder, and the Haggadah, right? The Haggadah, Haggadah. You know, the Haggadah, the telling of the story, the telling, right? The telling forward. Teach it to your children. Lihagid, to declare it, to shew it forth, word, sound, power. Lihagid, to shew forth thy loving kindness in the morning. Lihagid, baboker, hasedeka, hasedeka, thy loving kindness, thy chesed, thy mercy. Hasedeka, thy he who be who he be, mercy. Lihagid, baboker, boker. Morning, boker tov, boker tov, boker tov. Good morning, boker tov. Alright, erev, erev, erev tov. Good evening. Alright, laila tov. Good night. But the morning and in the night seasons. Ve emunateka balelot. Ve and ve emunateka balelot, or balelot, in the night. Halelo, in the night seasons, in the night time, in the night season, and thy faithfulness, where emunateka, thy faithfulness, ba-lelo, to shew forth, why is this important? Because this is, the Hebrews at the third verse, in the KJV, is at the second verse, to shew forth, lehagid, to show forth, lehagid, to declare. Let's look at the last verse. The last verse, right, which we have as the 15th verse in the KJV, to shew that the Lord, that Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Jehovah is upright. He who be, we be, Yod Heh Weh Heh is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Now, this has italicization as well. So let's read about italicization. To shew that Adonai, upright, Adonai, upright, my rock, and no unrighteousness in him. This is the conclusion of the Sabbath hymn, the 92nd of Sadeh Beit. Let's zoom in here. Can we touch on the first three verses, the opening three verses, thanksgiving due to Hashem, to the name, Hashem, to Hashem, to the name, Yod Heh Weh Heh, he who be who he be, his divine majesty. It is good. Elyon, to his name, Elyon, sing eyes is to Elyon, the eyes is to Elyon, to the Most High, to declare that Yod Heh Weh Heh, that Hashem is upright. Le Hagid Ki Yashar Yehovah, Le Hagid Ki Yashar Yehovah, to declare that Yehovah, that Hashem is upright. Ki Yashar, Ki because, for that, because Ki Yashar, Yashar, Yashar El, upright of El, the true good, the true God. Ki Yashar, to declare what? That he who be who he be is Yashar, is upright. To shew that Jehovah, that Yahweh, that Yahweh, upright, upright. Sori, Sori, Sor, Sori. Sori, in a transliteration, it's the name Zor. Zor, Sor, Sori, Sori, my rock, I rock, Sori, I and I rock, Sori, he is Sori, my rock, and no unrighteousness in him. Awalata, 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 Awalat, Awalata. Now here's interesting right here, because of the pointing. Right, we have Evla, Evel, 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 Evel. There's no Evel. Evolata, Evolata. There's no Evolota. There's no Evolata, no Evel. There's no evil. Avel, Evel, Ewel. There's no Ewel in him. No perverseness, no injustice, no unrighteousness in him. Suri, Wilo, Evolata, Habo. Velo, Evolata, Evola, Evolata, Bo. There's no unrighteousness in him, no injustice in him, no lawlessness or iniquity in him, no perverseness or twistness in him. The law will law evlata both. Now, those who look in the Hebrew Masoretic, some words in some manuscripts are questionable, and therefore there is the katib, what is written, and then there is the karei, what is recommended or suggested to be said, because in some cases we have copyists, either error or something might, a letter sometimes. But because the word is so familiar, and even the context of the other words and the what is being said, we can find it elsewhere and can pretty faithfully discern that this here is referring to the same conceptual ideas as this here. You know, it becomes very kind of clear. It's like a puzzle. You already have the picture, what the puzzle looked like. You have all the pieces here. You can see, say, oh, okay, this is that, because you got the vision right there. So here, in discerning this right here, in fulfilling the Shabbat Psalm, the Sadeh Beit Psalm, the 92nd Psalm, let's zoom in right here to the triumph of the righteous. The triumph of the righteous. Because today's daily psalm, the Sabbath hymn psalm, it has 1, 2, 3, 4 parts. It has verses 1 to 3, the thanksgiving to Jah. It has verses 4 to 7, Jah's works. It has verses 8 to 11, the wicked, the ratchet perish. And it has verses 12 to 15, the righteous triumph, the triumph of the righteous. And zooming in right here to the 15th verse, we have in the KJV, to shew. Now this verse, the 15th verse, is connected in the 92nd Psalm, Hebraically, to the second verse, to shew. Now the translator in the second verse says, to shew forth thy loving kindness in the morning. In the Masoretic, the verse would read, or can be read as, Lehagid Baboker Hasedeka, Hasedeka, the eye-loving kindness, to declare. In the Sefer Tehillim, the translator here translates it as, to declare. And in the 15th verse in the KJV, which would be the 16th verse in the Sefer Tehillim, but the same verse, it says, Lehagid, Lehagid, to declare, Ki Yashar Yahuwah, to declare that Adonai, Adonai is Yashar, upright. Lehagid, to shew forth that he who be who he be, Yashar. How do we shew forth? How do we declare? See, so the word to shew forth is to declare word, sound, power. That's why the opening verses of the psalm is, Oh, lehodot la Yahuwah, u'lizamer lishmeka elyon, lishmeka elyon. It is good, good, good to give thanks to he who be who he be. Good to stretch forth their hands, put your hands up to give eyes and praises. Oh, lehodot la Yahuwah lezamer leshemeka elyon. And to sing eyes, to intonate, to chant. More better be to chant eyes. Leshemeka, to the I name, Elyon, Elyon, L'ul Hoy, the Sovereign, the Prince, the Most High, to shew forth thy loving kindness, Babokar, in the Bokar, the Bokar Tov, to declare, declaring word, sound, power. And here, at the 15th verse, to shew, to declare, to shew, to declare that he who be who he be, that Hashem is Yashar. That the name, that he who he be, that Adonai is Yashar, is upright. So this verse here is based on Deuteronomy chapter 32 and 4. Deuteronomy chapter 32 and 4. To declare, to shew forth, by the prosperous condition in the context of the Shabbat song, the Mizmor, the Shir, the Yom HaShabbat, by their prosperous condition, they and I and I and we are witnesses to Jah's just rule and his justice in the world. Because we are in the world but not of the world, therefore we testify, we shew forth through the eyes, the praises, word, sound, power, in word and in deed and in I and I, liberty. Now, here's the connection. Here's a connection with the Sabbath psalm as a sabbatical meditation, even in the giving of thanks and praises, and in the stillness and being still and knowing, and the silent prayer and meditation and meditation. I meditate on Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4, in connection with the fulfillment verse of the Sabbath hymn, the Sabbath psalm, Mizmor Sade Beit, the 92nd psalm. So here, we're in Deuteronomy chapter 32, all right? So let's just get KJV as well, where we have the Sefer, Devarim, Devarim in the Hebrew, so let's get the English, and because sometimes the translation, don't want to get lost in translation, all right? So I said, study to shew yourself approved. That's why he gave the Holy Spirit for of the discernment and the understanding of the tongues and the languages. Here we have verse 4, where it reads, He is the rock, His work is perfect, for all His ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and righteous is He. So this verse here in today's daily psalm, Psalm 92, the Sabbath hymn, 92 and 15, to shew that the Lord is upright, He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. So the psalm is based on the Torah, and this song, right? Note we have this song of Moshe, this song of Moses, even in the season and even with the reason for the season. He is. So now let's read out the italicization here from the KJV. The rock,
So we see that he is italicized. The next is italicized. R is italicized. And then we have is italicized. So more from the force of the Hebrew brought out in the English, KJV, without the italicization. The rock, his work perfect, for all his ways judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right he, just and right he. Here in the Hebrew, we have Hatzor, Hatzor, the rock, Hatzor, Tamim, Pa'elo, 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 Pa'elo. His work is, Pa'elo, is perfect, Tamim, Tamim, Pa'elo, Tamim, perfect, complete. Tamim pa'illo, Hatzor tamim pa'illo, Ki akola derakayo a mishpat, for all his ways are justice, mishpat, mishpat, mishpat. Ki kol derakayo, derakayo mishpat, all his derakayo, his derek, all his derek, all his way, all his ways. Ki kol derakayo mishpat. Hel emuna u avena avel, avel. U aven, slika, u ain of ain avel. El emuna. El Emuna, El, the true good, the true God, El of the Elohim, El Ha'el, El Emuna. He is a God of faithfulness, El, the faithful El, El Emuna. Ve'en Awel, Ve'en Awel, or Ve'en Avel, Avel, Evel. Now it's interesting because in the psalm, there is a Ketiv Kare situation. The Ketiv, what is written, is Ein Lamed Tav He, or Ein the hard A Lamed L, or A-L Tav He T-H. But then we have the Kare, what is said for this verse. We have the Ein Wow, or the Ein Vav Lamed Tav He, or the A-W-L-T-H. But the root of it is Ein, or Ein, Vav, or W, Wow, Lame, for Evel, Avel, which is to say injustice, right? Injustice, sometimes translated as iniquity, right? Let's see, just bring this out right here. Sometimes translated as iniquity is the H5766. Evel, Avel, Avla, Ola, in a sense, Ola, Avla, Evel. It's interesting because in a simple way of reading from the English, it's like Evel, like Evel, like evil, Evel. Injustice, unrighteousness, wrong. In the sense of violent deeds, of injustice. In the sense of injustice of speech, of speaking. In the sense of injustice in a general sense, usually a moral evil, iniquity, perverseness, unjustness, unrighteousness, wickedness, coming from the H5765, where we have awal, 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 or aval, which is to act wrongfully or unjustly, to deviate from, to act wrongfully. And it's a primitive, it's a very ancient word, awal, 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 almost like it's an ayin, so it has a harder sound, like evel, evel, it's almost like twist, to distort. Something is distorted or twisted in a moral sense, to deal unjustly, unrighteously. So where in the psalm, as it can be read, where it says, Sori, Sori, my rock, with lo and no, awa, awalata, awalata, awalataha, bo, and no twistedness, injustice, unrighteousness, iniquity in him, and being based on Deuteronomy 32 and 4, the Song of Moshe, we have it right here. We can see when we look in the Hebrew. So it might be a copyist error, no doubt, or maybe some different reading of that, like awla, awalota. It could be awalotaha, awalota, like twistednesses, corruptions, injustices, moral corruption. So just in the general sense of no injustice, injustices. We can see that within it. But looking at the Torah right here, we have El, God in the Hebrew sense at the root, like Ha'el, Ha'el, El, El, Emuna, El, Emuna, Ve'en, Awel, Ve'en, Avel, Sadiq, Ve'yashar, Hu, Sadiq,
V'yashar hu, or Tzadik V'yashar hu. Just and right is he. Just, it's interesting, just in the sense of Tzadik. Just, justice, righteous, righteous. V'yashar, yashar, upright, yashar, yashar. We have that also in Yisrael, Yasharel, the upright of El Yashar, and Yeshurun, Jeshurun, Yashurun, right, the upright, another metaphorical name for Yisrael, right? He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth. So here in the KJV, Emunah, we have Emunah as truth. Now note also in the Sabbath Psalm, is in the King James verse 2, which will correspond to the Sefer Tehillim here, verse 3, where it says to declare, right, to shew forth, lehagid, lehagid, to tell, to shew forth, lehagid ababoker chasedeka, to declare, to show forth the eye, loving kindness, mercy, ababoker in the morning, ve'emunatika, and thy faithfulness, balelot, in the nights, or the night season, and in the night times, in the night, balelot. So we have emunatika, faithfulness, emunatika, ve'emunatika, and the eye's faithfulness, but here we have it translated in the KJV, in Deuteronomy 32 and 4, as a God of truth. A God of truth, El Emunah, the God of the true faith. In that sense, Hymenot, Emunah, Imnet, El Emunah, V'ein, or V'ein, Avel, and without iniquity. And without iniquity. Note this, KJV and the Hebrew, directly from the Hebrew, translates at the same rate here. The difference with a God of truth, and then we have a God of faithfulness. So that word truth and faithfulness, also a God of reality. Because truth, faithfulness, what's really real. El Emunah, and it says right here, El Emunah, ain, like without, ain, avel, and no avel, right? Tzadik, yashar, hu. Just, righteous, tzadik, and yashar, hu. And upright, he is upright, he is tzadik, he is yashar. These are also his attributes. So here we have just a quick here, Hatsor, the rock. KJV said he is, italicized, he is the rock. Hatsor, he is the sword. Hatsor, he is the rock. Who is he who be who he be? He who be who he be, Yahuwah Hatsor. He be Hatsor, he be the rock. Who he be El Emunah. Who he be he an Avel, without iniquity. Who he be Tzadik. Who he be, Yashar hu, be he. So we have the rock. El is unalterable in his relationship with man as a rock. His way is perfect. Hatsor tamim pa'illo. Pa'illo, his work, pa'illo tamim, is perfect, is complete. Nothing, it doesn't have less than it should. It doesn't have more than it should. It's always right. As against man's work, which of necessity is not perfect or imperfect. Elohim's work alone is perfect. All his ways are justice. All his ways. Ki kola derakayo mishpot. Mishpot, or judgment, in the sense of mishpot, or judgment. All his ways, derakayo, his derek, is justice. Whether tending to happiness, if he seeks to bring forth happiness, that's his judgment, it's just. Or if it's misfortune, it is just. A God of faithfulness, of truth, El Emunah. He is faithful to give their reward to the righteous in the now or the hereafter, and now and hereafter. If they don't receive it now, we receive it later, but they will receive it because El Emunah. He is the El of faithfulness. He will faithfully fulfill his yea and amen to the patriarchs concerning their descendants, concerning I and I. Without iniquity, this is the zoom in right here. Vein avel, vein avel, vein avel. Without avel, evel. Even the wicked receive his reward for any good acts performed by them in his sight. That's how righteous he is. Sadiq v'yashar hu. Just and right is he. Just in his merciful acts and right in meting out punishment and judgment.
To whom praise is due forever.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and can elaborate on hand, If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian,
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians?
They always sing to him songs of praise.
The Ethiopian church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
Well,
Weep not, behold, behold, King is alive and well. Go tell Israel, Shema'ah, Yesai. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom, give thanks, give thanks.